Bay's TAN Talk. Entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
Guess what? We're going to be dancing in the street right here, North Del Mabry Highway. Hello, everybody out there. My name is Tracy, and you are listening to the Shrink and Wrap Show right here in North Tampa, Florida. We have back here today, we're going to be dancing in the street. We just danced. I got a crowd here today. I just want you to know how. Can you applaud? I got an audience today. I am a little nervous.
Live studio audience.
Thank you. A live studio. I'm very anxious. I did not expect this today. But thank you all for being here. I got a lot of raps here. But we are here at Arthur Murray Tampa North with Chris and Kimber, owner of this, and studio directors here. Thank you so much for being here. This is chapter 3. Oh, yes. Thank you for being here.
Actually, thank you for being here with us.
Yeah, thank you for showing up.
Thank you for coming to my house today. So thank you so much for your hospitality and having our wraps here. And this, you're listening to the Shrink and Wrap Show right here on TAN Talk Radio 106.1. Don't change the dial. This is your community station. This is a station where we want to lift you up, and we want you to dance in the street. And you know what? We've been talking about dancing, actually, for 3 weeks now. And I like to put my energy into positive stuff. How many of you guys out there would like to put your, and ladies, would like to put yourself into positive energy, right? Yes. We can dwell on negative or we can dwell on positive. So we're going to dwell on dancing, and I love it. And we're going to learn more today from Kimber and Chris. So what we're going to do first is I want everyone to know that the Shrink and Wrap Show, what it is it's a show where we have shrinks with licensed therapists, and they offer suggestions and opinions to everyday topics. We have wraps who are my friends, and they're all here today. I know 12 listeners now. And then we tie in songs with lyrics to get through this thing called life, because life can get really hairy, but it's up to you. It's up to you to make the decisions of how you want to live your life. And what we've done here on the Shrink and Wrap Show is we've given you, all my friends, listen, the people that are on my show are good people. We're here to lift you up because no one should be alone. And what we do is we want to make our community stronger. And by doing that, we share each other's ideas. And that's what Kimber and Chris are going to do. They're going to share how to have a happy day in your week, or how to make your relationship better, or how to get your kids' confidence up, or how to get your own confidence up, or how to make your relationship better by dancing
exactly
in the street into Arthur, I think the man above is playing some drums.
About that.
I think he liked it too. He's playing drums with Van Halen, right? I don't know if y'all heard that, but that was a major, major thunder. But that's okay. We heard you. We got it. So before I get started, I am definitely going to make a few announcements. You know what, Ed? I think that maybe what we should do is let's just play a Loosen Up song. I think I'm going to do that first, and then I'm going to make a few announcements. Let's do that.
Well, what song are we playing next?
Oh, okay. We're going to play Keep On Dancing.
I keep on dancing, boy. Don't you want to play the drink right now? Shake it, shake it, baby. Come on and show me how you work. Now you're in motion, boy. Don't you want to do the locomotion, yeah. Don't hurry me, boy. Shake it, shake it, put the rhythm down. Keep on dancing at a frantic, keep on dancing at a frantic,
talking, it'll lower the music. Thank you, Glenn.
Oh, hey, Glenn.
Let's clap for Glenn.
Yay! Yay! Glenn, thank you so much. Yay. It's good. Glenn, thank you for being here. And by the way, I want to say hello to Lola and to Ginger. Ginger, I don't know if you hear me. Ginger is a little doggy I see every time I go into the studio. She gives me a big hug, and that's the only thing bad about today. I can't see Ginger. So, and I have a hard time finding
my real story, though.
Yeah, that's a true story.
No, it's not.
What is it? Tell me.
The dog's real name?
Yeah.
It's Jean. You... It's what?
She told us Ginger.
No, it's not Ginger.
Yeah, what is it?
It's Juno.
Juno? Are you sure? Juno or Ginger?
Every day of the week.
You do? Well, I named it my own name. It should have been called Ginger. She named it the wrong name.
Next time you ask the dog for ID.
Well, Ginger and I have a relationship, so I know what it is.
You can call wherever you want. She still comes to you.
She does. She loves me. So anyway, hi, Ginger or Juno, but anyway. So, and we're here to lift your spirits. I want to remind you, if you want to feel good about yourself, go to hsn.com. There's so many good ideas to make yourself feel better, and ideas for beauty, ideas for energy going up from different people, hair, everything. We've got seasonal stuff coming on. But I definitely want to recommend HSN because we're into a new season. They also have fashion. We want you to feel your best. We're giving you our secrets in life. There's Coco B in Safety Harbor. There's Za in St. Pete. There's Bella Lucia in South Tampa. We have Ray, who's our hair guy, that gives us information all the time about what styles are in. He'll be coming on soon. And I am going to be having a lady here that has been in the beauty industry for 20 years from New Image. And she's going to come on and talk about how to take care and exfoliate your face, take care of skincare. And men, this does not exclude you. This is not just a show for women. Men, you matter to us. We adore men. I don't know a lot of men topics. I just don't have a lot of, I've got guys coming now, right? Chris, you're coming with me now. And all of you guys are here. So thank you so much. We'll get into the guy topics later on. So, okay. With that being said, happy birthday to Sherry. Ed, thank you for being here. And again, this show is suggestions and opinions. And I think we're ready to start. And Rowan, thank you too to all my shrinks for being here. So let's get to Kimber and get to some good stuff. So Kimber, yes. And Chris, give us a little tidbit about Arthur Murray. We talked about it for 2 weeks, but tell our listeners out there a little more about Arthur Murray.
Yeah, definitely. So in case you didn't catch the first couple shows, it's a dance company that's been around for about over 100 years now. And what we specialize in is bringing more fun and enjoyment to people's lives. And we do that in the form of teaching you how to do ballroom dancing. And it's not just ballroom like you would see on Dancing with the Stars. We do any form of partner dancing. So if you do any Latin dancing, if you do country dancing, swing dancing, anything that you do with a partner. And the great part is you don't even have to have a partner to come dance. We have singles that come in. And we have teachers you can dance with. You can be of any age. We have children that come. Couples that come, if you're a little bit nervous about, if your kids are getting married and you're nervous to do some social dancing at their wedding. Literally anything you have going on dance-wise, or if you just want to add some extra fun to your life, we can help you with that.
And I love that. And I want to reiterate last week, last two shows, that studies reveal that dance, even at amateur levels, a participation improves body composition, blood biochemistry, and your multi skeleton system, and it's just very, very healthy. And we talk about kids today too, that a lot of times kids from seventh grade to sophomores, there's not a lot for them to do because they're either too young or they're too old. So I think it's really nice to encourage your kids to dance. There used to be skating rinks like we talked about last week, but I think it's such a good thing to give kids something to do so they can bring their kids up here and they can learn line dancing and all that, right?
Exactly.
So I love that, and also our seniors and for couples. So don't forget, there is something to do to lift your spirits up and to make your relationship better. Dance in life. And that's what we're here. We're here to lift you up. And this is considered a what? What's the code word here? A hidden?
Oh, the hidden jewel of Tampa. We are the hidden jewel, the hidden gem.
That's right. That's right. So, and hidden gem, and it's right here in North Tampa. If you're out on the road, feel free to stop by. Just come on in the front door and come in, and we'll teach you how to dance. So we're going to be talking a little bit, too, about you've got a cruise coming up, and you've got some competitions come up. Tell us about your cruise.
Yeah, so we actually have a cruise that's coming up. We take all of our students that are interested. We take them out on a dance cruise where there's dancing pretty much almost every single night. So we get everyone together and go on a cruise. This is going to be a one-week cruise from Saturday to Thursday, I believe it is.
Yep, Saturday, Thursday.
Saturday through Thursday, we're leaving out of the Tampa port, and we're going to be able to go dancing almost every single night after dinner, after participating in the shows and watching the shows that are on there. Just having a great time hosting everybody that's with us on the ship.
I love that. A full week of dancing. Oh, my gosh. And then y'all are going to be in a competition as well. Can you tell us a little bit about that competition?
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about that.
Definitely. So what's really cool about Arthur Murray Dance Center is it's an international company. We have studios all over the world, so they host different competitions, but that's kind of a scary word for some students, or maybe they're not super competitive, they just dance for fun. So we like to call them dance-o-ramas. It's actually going to be in Italy come January 2025, so we thought it'd be really fun for our group to make a whole big trip of it. So we are going to Vienna, Austria,
wow,
for New Year's Eve. Yes, we're going to be Viennese waltzing away until midnight to bring in the New Year dancing. And then right afterwards, we're going to take a train over to Venice, Italy, where we get to do our dance-o-rama.
Right, that's amazing. Now, do you think our audience can do a dance-o-rama right now? Do you guys want to do some dancing right now?
Oh, yeah, they're ready for it.
Oh, don't you think you're getting punked, too? You guys are all going to be dancing, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to be the DJ with Ed. He needs my help over here. But everybody here is going to be dancing. And by the way, they're so sweet. They cannot hear a thing here. So thank you again for being here, because we have 3 or 4 mics, but thank you again for being here. So, but you're going to give us you're going to dance for our audience with a song pretty soon, but I want to, this is my ADD. Can we skip back to the casino night? Can you tell us a little bit more about the casino night? Because I skipped over that.
Definitely.
Okay.
I know it's hard to keep track of. Yeah. We're always doing so many events here.
Yeah, I love it.
Every month, and especially near the end of the year, that's our most fun time of year. Mm-hmm. So we really like to rein in all of our holiday events. We start off with something called casino night. And what we do is it's open to the public. Anybody can come in. First, it's our students, but we have them invite family members, friends, people from the public, and it's casino games. So we have poker, we have blackjack, we have roulette, we're going to have bingo, we're going to have a raffle, we're going to have auction, a silent auction going on. And the whole goal of that is to really help people who don't know what the studio is about, let them know what we do here. It also helps us as a studio. Anything that we make from the casino night goes straight back to the studio. We do festival, we get stuff for events, we take our students, we have winners from our festival, we take them out on a special night out. And this year we decided to mix it up a little bit. We have a nonprofit organization that we are partnering with.
Yep.
So for any proceeds we make from casino night this year, 10% of those proceeds will go towards an organization called Jade.
I love that.
Yeah, and what they do is really awesome. They collect items, furniture, anything from clothes, baby clothes, medical supplies that are clean to use, and they set up pop-up shops around Tampa. They promote those, and at the pop-up shops, they give everything away for free. So anybody who shows up who's in need can have those items for free. So that is what the Jade organization does. Any monetary donations helps them have storage to build up their stock. It helps them transport items. They're able to get extra things like perishables to hand out to people in need, to be able to feed and give water to their own volunteers who are standing outside for hours, you know, giving away all that stuff for people.
That's so nice. So let me ask you, the pop-up shops, like, can we go on your website to find out where those are at? Because I think to find where they're, or their website, is there a website where they can go to the pop, or can you put that up
there?
Your...
They're a new nonprofit organization. Mm-hmm. So they are working on building all that up currently.
Yeah.
But if you want any information on how to donate to that, you can call us at our studio number.
Yes.
That's 813-961-0090. You can also bring us stuff. We collect for them. Our address is 14436 Northdale Mabry. That's in Tampa, Florida, 33618.
Yeah.
So for now, you just bring us stuff, you let us know, and then we can help make sure that they get what they need.
Yeah, and that's what I love about this show. So that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to bring our community together, and for all of you sitting here right now, is that they have a business and they're giving back to nonprofit, and it's just a cycle, and we're just trying to make our community stronger and positive and happy. And so thank you for doing that.
Mm-hmm.
And do you have anything to add to that, or do you have anything you want to?
I mean, we speak for each other with each other all the time. So half the time when she's talking on my behalf as well, and vice versa. So it doesn't look like I'm out of the picture just yet.
you're not yet. That's right. And Chris, can you just tell our listeners again what dancing does for you and what it did for you? Because I love that.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Can you repeat that, because there's a lot of, because remember, I only have 23 listeners probably, but I wanted to know, I wanted you to share what dancing has done for you.
Yeah, again. So when I got introduced to ballroom dancing or partner dancing, I was at a very young age, but what I quickly discovered was that for me, it was just the most amazing sense of self-expression, mm-hmm. being able to dance to music, move my body in a certain way, being able to hold a young lady or hold ladies in general and dance with them, but being able to express myself, express my emotions, express mm-hmm. my feelings in a very healthy way,
yeah.
essentially. And it was deemed acceptable. Like, you could do it. You could be as crazy as you want. You could be however you want on the dance floor, because that's how you express your emotions while you're dancing.
Yeah. And I think that it is important. I think a lot of people have anxiety or displaced, you know, your thoughts. It shifts your focus into a positive. Janice and Chris, you two invited me here, and that's why I'm here, and you punked me into doing a lesson, because I thought I was going to shake your hand and then run out, like, oh no, you're doing a lesson, but I learned the hustle, and I didn't even know what the hustle was about, but gosh, when I left and I watched the video, I'm like, I did those steps, and now all I have to do is put it together, and I will be coming back. You have to practice. For all of you out there, whatever you do in life, you have to practice to get better. If you don't try, you'll never do it. And Ellie, I invited you up here. I invited you and your husband. You were walking your dog the other night. I said, bring your husband up here. And I want to make this place a spot, because it is a hidden gem. I've lived in North Tampa my entire life, and it's so hidden that I didn't even know it was here. So now I know where Chris and Janine go. But I want to make it a place that you can come and socialize and just have a place to meet people. And mm-hmm. I just love it. The energy here goes up. It's lyrics to songs, and it's just so healthy. So thank you for what y'all are doing. And now I know, and I'm going to learn more about the hustle. So tell me what song. We're going to go back to your, again, ADD, but we're going to go back to your competition. Mm-hmm. So tell us a little more about the competition, and what song are you going to use? And can we just show our audience what can you do, maybe a couple steps to that once we get to the song?
Definitely.
Tell us about the song, and then I'll have Ed play that song. But tell us a little bit more about your competition.
Yeah, so it's actually really interesting for competitions, because we actually don't know what songs we're going to dance to.
Oh, you don't?
We
you
just
don't
know
pick
the
it?
Style. No.
Oh.
We don't. We just were on the floor with all the other couples all at once. And
okay.
So say if the category is a waltz, we know we're going to dance waltz. We just don't know which waltz is going to come on.
Okay.
So we all just have our pre-planned routine. Song, because the basic tempos have to be right around the same.
Okay.
There's competitive tempos that they use, so we know right at about how fast or slow the song will be. And a lot of music, you know, it's just mathematical. I'm sure Chris, you could agree. It's as
yeah.
long as you do the math.
As long
right.
as everything is on the same tempo.
Math?
And what's nice about any of the
I don't even know what's in my checking account. It's either red or green. I don't even add. I'll go red or green with my debit card. But anyway, go ahead. Sorry.
But any of the dances have like strict rules saying that it has to be so many beats per minute, and it falls within those categories. So when we practice or we dance in the studio, we have to have those songs kind of being in that range. So when we get to the dance competition, when they play it, we know it's going to be at a certain speed. We've practiced, we've prepared for it. We just don't know what the song is.
Yeah, and I get that, because when you do an 8 count, but then it's not in rhythm, you get off course, basically, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. So that I get that. And by the way, for everybody here, I feel like a school teacher, and I want to tell you tempo, for those of you that don't know anything about music, and I got a D in music, that means speed, right?
Yes.
Okay, just saying, tempo meets speed, all right? We're learning vocabulary lessons here. All right, so what song are y'all going to dance to? Can you give us an 8 count? I want to give everybody an idea of a song that you're going to dance to. Tell us what you're going to dance. Which dance is it, and which song? And give us like two little segments of it.
Yeah, definitely. So for today, we decided to showcase our rumba. We have a song, it's a newer song, I think, by Michael Bublé and Jason Derulo. It's called Spicy Margarita.
Spicy Margarita. And that's what this audience, that's why they're here. There's some spicy margarita punch.
Right.
or is that how you got here?
Sometimes both.
Or you might need it after the show. Just saying. All right, can we see, can we get that downloaded?
Yes.
1 second. Okay.
You're my spicy margarita, babe. Burn my tongue, make me shake. Mix it up or give it to me straight. Turn me on, make me say.
Cabo, met that girl in Cabo, wearing Ferragamo. We was going shot for shot for shot like.
my spicy margarita, babe. Burn my tongue, make me shake. Mix it up or give it to me straight. Turn me on, make me say.
Text me in the morning, put on a performance. I be going shot for shot for shot, she think I'm Jordan. But she screamed a roller, my ego enormous. Feeling of your body, babe. Girl, you crazy, couldn't even wait for the room.
Wow. And listen, if you didn't see the spicy margarita dance, you really missed out. And how many of y'all want to go do spicy margarita? But did you hear the lyric where he said he snuck in the bathroom? Was that from the spicy margarita? Don't know about that. I gotta question that part. Yeah, this is spicy margarita. Wow, that was amazing. So if for all of you out there driving right now, you're listening to the Shrink and Wrap Show right here at Tan Talk Radio 106.1. Welcome, St. Pete. Welcome, Clearwater. Welcome, Tampa. And welcome, Dunedin. And we just watched the spicy margarita.
Yeah.
Wow. Yes.
So tell us, how long did it actually really take you to learn that?
That particular dance?
Yeah.
So for us, I mean, it took us about, let's say, 3 weeks to choreograph it. Okay. And then we've been slowly working on it because we've now,
yeah,
we're getting winded out of
the day. Well, the humidity's bad outside too.
But because we're dancing so many styles, we have to divide our focus in dancing and practicing. What is it, like nine different styles?
Nine different styles.
So that's just one of the nine that we have to divide our attention to practice all these things.
So that's what I want you, audience here, for our wraps. Y'all are officially wraps. You're all getting a keychain. I had to order some for being here today. But I just want to say, like, give our listeners some good advice, how not to give up and how to be brave to get in the door and what it takes to just do a basic dance. I want you to inspire people to dance. Give
us
your tips.
Yeah, definitely. So when it comes to dancing, there's only one step that is the hardest step to do in our entire syllabus. And that's your first step in the door.
Okay.
Once you do that one, you're golden. You're awesome. Our job is to make it as easy and doable as possible for you. And the way our system is designed is to make it to where anybody who walks in from the door can move, can dance. And it doesn't even matter your limitations. You know, we've had students who have had Parkinson's. Mm-hmm. We have students who have had autism. We've had students who, I've had a student in a wheelchair and he competed.
Love it.
So, you know, the way the dancing's designed is really meant for anybody of any point in their life to be able to do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but it just takes practice like everything. So you can't come here and say, oh, I give up. You've got to really, and actually they could probably go on YouTube and practice those steps then come here and actually do it. Because I've seen where there is some line dancing, you can Google and then practice at home. Would you recommend that?
It depends on the people's personality type. Yeah. What we found
and then
is
come here.
When you come in, you know, what's hard about doing stuff by yourself, and this is with anything, this could be with dancing, with working out, with golfing, you know, you don't have anyone to tell you if your form is right or not.
Right.
And what's really helpful about the private lessons, and we've even had people tell us this who have only done social dancing in the past or only done group classes in the past, and they start taking the lessons, they're like, wow, like, the growth is so much better. That makes so much more sense. And when you have that one-on-one attention, you know, we can really help you understand it correctly to where it's, number one, done right. Number two, it's safe, it's comfortable, it doesn't hurt your body in any way. And then that's going to help build your confidence because you have someone there saying, yes, like, this is the way that that's supposed to be done.
Right. And that's what I was saying. If you came here and, like, when I went home, we learned with Chris and Janice, I learned the hustle. I'm like, oh my gosh, I was doing that when I saw it up to speed with the tempo. I'm like, I can't believe that I learned all those counts in 30 minutes. And then when you watch someone else do it, and that's what I mean, you bring up YouTube and you watch someone else do it or watch y'all do it, then come back here and it just clicks. So make sure you practice in anything you do. I think what I'm trying to tell everybody is to just don't be afraid to do something. Just do it. Just take it. You know, like you said, the first is getting in that door.
Yep.
So, and before we go to our main song, can you just tell us really quick about your studio? I want you to describe your studio to us. I wish we had cameras at some point. We will. But let's do that, and then I'm going to talk about our main song before we switch over.
Yeah, so for those of you listening, our little joke with calling it the hidden gem of Tampa is the plaza that we're in. There's a Starbucks, there's a McAllister's, there's a Title Boxing. Abby's is in our plaza. So when you go to find us, sometimes people have a little trouble because we're tucked in into the back corner next to Title Boxing and Whip and Spur. And I've also
Whip and Spur. Yeah.
I know.
Spicy people. Margarita. Whatever. It's just a lot of crazy names. A lot of crazy names. Right, go ahead. Those four horses, right?
Yes.
Yeah, and by the way, and that's why I want all you guys to know, this is a very, very clean show. But I also wanted to say this show is dedicated to Janice and Chris's horse, Mystic. And we can't talk about it because we will all cry, but he has passed. So just to let everybody know out there that, you know, we all have animals that we love and they're beautiful, but our heart's with you. So anyway, and that's a horse shop. So I just want to make sure my listeners know that. Okay. So, and then also, and it's a beautiful ballroom. It's set up really nice.
Yeah, so when you walk in, people are always surprised because they're like, wow, it's ginormous on the inside. So people ask us if it's like the TARDIS, if you've ever watched that, where it doesn't seem like it has so much space, but it does. And we have probably one of the biggest ballroom dance floors of most studios in the area. Chris, about how many square feet would you say?
I'd say about 2,300 square feet of actual dancing space.
That's nice. Yeah. That's really nice. And you have student Carla's going to be here today. She's going to be dancing with us too. Well, this is what I want to say. Okay, raise your hand. This is, okay, I'm going to be a teacher now. What movie made actress famous? First answer gets two keychains. Dirty Dancing. That's right. And how many of y'all have seen Dirty Dancing? And how many would say that, Carla, you've never seen it? Because you're so young. Because y'all should not have raised your age. Then I would have known.
It's okay. I actually did not watch that until COVID.
Oh, until COVID. Yeah, COVID, we all got caught up. I watched Tiger King. But yeah, I should have watched it.
Those were the desperate days.
Oh, those were the desperate days. That's right. So Patrick Swayze,
grass growing.
What did you
watch? Grass growing in COVID days.
Well, and we watched our nails fall off, and we watched our roots grow, and we did a lot. So, how many of y'all would say that Patrick Swayze was just an amazing guy?
Oh,
you're right. And it was sad. He left us soon, but you know what he always did? What can you say that he always did? What did he do? Even though he had a short-lived life, what did he always do? He danced, right?
Yeah.
He danced his life. So Swayze's breakthrough was his performance as a seductive dance instructor, like you two little whippersnappers over here, in the hit romance Dirty Dancing. And that is where he earned himself a Golden Globe nomination. And then he earned a second Golden Globe nomination. Does anybody know firsthand get something? I don't know what. I don't have nothing for you yet, but I'll get you something. Firsthand, do you know what a second Golden Globe? Think red, don't cheat.
Janice
don't look about it. I'm just kidding. Do you know his second Globe? Janice, do you know?
Ghost.
Yeah. Remember, those were his two main songs. So what we're going to do is we're going to switch to our main song because he had the time of his life. And I want you to listen to the lyrics to Bill Medley and Jennifer Warnes. Take it away, Ed.
Every time of my life, no, I never felt like this before. Yes, I swear, it's a truth, and I owe it all to you.
'Cause I had the time of my life, and I owe it all to you.
I've been waiting for so long, now I finally found someone. Stand by me.
We saw the writing on the wall, and we felt this magical
had the time of his life because he made the best of his life. So let's not forget the meaning of life and what you pick and choose in your life for it to be positive. You should be dancing. You should not be stuck on anything negative, and try to shift your gear and come here dancing at Arthur Murray Dance Studio. Can you give everybody your phone and your website?
Yeah, definitely. You can reach us by phone, 813-961-0090. Our website is arthurmurraycenters.com.
Okay, and by the way, they were doing some dirty dancing right here. Kimber and Kristen, thank you for that. Hey, where do you go for live entertainment? We just need the dirty margarita. Next time, I will have the dirty margarita. Oh, I know who makes dirty margaritas. Allie, your husband. He's
saw,
got a
saw Chili's on the way in.
Chili's, that's
I love Chili's. That's my favorite.
Let's do
my jam.
Yeah, next time, that's my jam.
Chili's.
That's a good idea. Next time, we'll swing by Chili's. Well, that's what I'm thinking. I want to get my friends. I want to make this a place in Tampa. And by the way, there's Arthur Murray Studios all over, right?
All over.
So even if you don't live in Tampa, for all of you listening in St. Pete right now, if you're listening in Clearwater or Dunedin, there are look for your local Arthur Murray. Get out and dance. Live your life. So guess what? My audience doesn't know, but this is what's going on. You're getting ready to do the cha-cha-cha dance. Can you? Are y'all ready for a little cha-cha-cha? But before we do, I'm going to let you be nervous about it for just 2 minutes. And I'm going to let you pretend that you're going to squeeze out of here, but there's only one way out, so that's not happening. But I am going to switch Trish over here for some nonprofit info, and then you get ready for the cha-cha-cha. Then we're going to have a couple of testimonials. You're listening to the Shrink and Wrap Show right here at Tan Talk Radio on 106.1. Don't change that dial. Trish, come on over here and give us thank you for coming back. How you doing,
yeah,
my sweet friend?
Doing well, thank you.
Good. So Trish is our nonprofit host, and so what we do here at the Shrink and Wrap Show, we have shrinks, we have wraps, and we like to promote the nonprofits in our area, and Trish is our nonprofit host.
Yeah.
So thank you. Tell
You're
us what
welcome.
You got going on.
Well, you know what? We're going to be dancing our way right into the fall season. Can
yes.
you believe it?
Yeah, I'm ready.
It's here already.
I'm ready to sprint into it.
Yep. So mark your calendar for the 13 Ugly Men annual Halloween party.
Nice.
That's Saturday, October 19th, 8 p.m. at the Cuban Club in Ybor. 13uglymen.com for more info on that.
Nice.
Yeah. Then we have Miles for Moffitt Run 2024, okay. Saturday, November 23rd.
Mm-hmm.
And proceeds go to funding preventions and cures for cancer. That's in downtown Tampa.
Very nice.
You can do that run in person or virtually. So if you don't want to go there, you can do it in your own neighborhood.
Really?
And participate.
Virtually?
Virtually, yeah.
Okay, now just do this and, you know.
Yeah.
Are any of y'all going to any of these runs? There's Gasparilla, too, coming up. Anybody going? No? Okay, go ahead. There's registration.
So registration's officially open at runsignup.com.
Nice.
Yeah, you can register or you can get more info.
Good job.
We can enjoy a night of casinos and philanthropy at Art and Aces, an event for the Tampa Museum of Art.
Nice.
Friday, September 13th, play for a cause.
Nice.
For more info, tampamuseum.org.
Good.
And one more thing. If you're looking to adopt a pet, of course, I have to talk about this.
Yes.
The Tampa Humane Society is offering all dogs, cats, and other critters over 3 months old for free through September 10th.
Oh, that's so nice.
So if you have a good home and a good heart, consider adopting a furry friend. And, of course, this is just suggestions and opinions here on the
Suggestions and opinions.
Show.
That's right. But we love animals, and we always say if you don't like an animal, just turn the channel. I am good for anything, but if you don't like animals, go ahead and turn the knob to something else. So, anyway, thank you for all of that. And you also mentioned the Ronald McDonald House last week. I'm going to try to get them on the air one time, so we might work on that. And thank you for everything. And we have Casino Night, and you guys have such a great organization as well. So, now what we're going to do, we're going to do some cha-cha-cha dancing. Can you come here and tell me about the, thank you, Trish.
Yes.
We're going to talk about cha-cha-cha. So can you come, Chris, can you tell us a little bit about that?
Sure. So what exactly do you want to know about cha-cha-cha specifically?
There's
lots of things to talk about asking me.
And you
know
what?
Any of my students.
Well, what I've learned, so the cha-cha-cha slide is what type of dance? Is that?
Oh, the cha-cha slide? It's one of those line dances.
It's a line dance. Yeah, so I kind of did a little bit of homework, but it says it's often played at dance clubs, school dances, prom nights, birthday parties, ice skating rinks, and roller rinks, bar mitzvahs, quinceas, weddings, and sporting events, all over the place. So I would say that if somebody wants to learn a dance, would you say that this could be the first line dance for someone where it's kind of a universal?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
So the best one.
Yeah, and I'm going to be here maybe next Friday with a group of friends.
We'll
and we are going to Chili's first, and then we're going to come here, and then we're going to line dance. So can I get my audience up there to line dance just a bit? Can you guys go line up? You can't see this, but I will narrate everything that's going on. Okay. All right, one of you needs to sit here and be the sports announcer.
Yes.
Oh, by the way, is dancing a sport?
Absolutely.
Okay, well, there you go.
It's and called it's dance sport for a
dance
reason.
Dance sport. And while they're lining up, I just want to say that the cha-cha-cha, what songs are good for the cha-cha-cha?
What songs are good for the cha-cha-cha?
Yeah,
there's a couple songs by Bruno Mars. There's Enrique Iglesias. There's, depending on your mood or your style, if you're wanting to stick with more Latin or if you're wanting to stick with more modern music.
Yeah, I want to mention something, and you can say this out loud. Ed, we were looking up the songs for the cha-cha-cha. There's a Mr. C,
yeah.
But he's more into today's. What did you know when you were DJing?
No, I mean, it was always by Mr. C.
Yeah.
It's just this one was kind of what they call remastered these days.
Right, remastered.
So a little bit more instrumental stuff in there.
Right.
A little more drum beats to it. Give it a little background. The one that was in the club for years is just a basic funky, you know, and step to the step. It's just got a little bit more rhythm to it. So.
Right.
So it's just the same, maybe be a little bit faster. Cha-cha, original cha-cha's probably maybe about 120 beats per minute. This was probably about 124, 125.
Right, that goes to that word tempo, right? Tempo. So, but I'm glad you mentioned that because there's so many songs. But this one, it says really quick, and we're going to get to y'all's dancing here. It says that DJ Casper originally wrote the cha-cha-cha slide as a step aerobics routine for his nephew. Did anyone know that? Well, now you know. Now you can act like you say, because listen, when you're a C student, I have a lot that I do know, so I like to do stuff where I feel like I know something. So can we listen to this song?
That they heard from funky, funky. Funky, funky. Everybody clap your hands. Turn it out. To the left. Take it back now, y'all. One hop this time. Right foot, let's stomp. Left foot, let's stomp. Cha-cha now, y'all. Now it's time to get funky. To the right now. To the left. Take it back now, y'all. One hop this time. One hop this time. Right foot, two stumps. Left foot, two stumps. Slide to the left. Slide to the right. Crisscross. Crisscross. Cha-cha real smooth. Let's go to work. To the left. Take it back now, y'all. Two hops this time. Two hops this time. Right foot, two stumps. Left foot, two stumps. Hands on your knees. Hands on your knees. Get funky with it. Turn it up. To the left. Take it back now, y'all. Five hops this time. Hop it out now. Right foot, left foot. Left foot.
Y'all have been practicing. Have you been coming up here on Friday nights at the Hidden Gym up here?
All the time on Fridays.
So what do you give them? What do you score them? What do you give them a score as? Doing
10
that.
Out of 10.
10 out of 10. So, okay, yay. Good job. See, you came here today, and you did the cha-cha. Has anyone not done that before? Oh, yeah, Ellie, you okay? Thank you.
You did
Thank
so
you.
Good.
You did good. See?
Natural.
I told you this is my neighbor. I said, you got to come up here. So, so you know what I think that is? I think that's the adult hokey pokey. That's what
Pretty
I think.
Much.
Right? And I really would like, I'm going to go back to spicy margarita because I would really like to see everyone do that after a spicy margarita. Wouldn't that be kind of funny?
That would be fun.
Okay, so we have some testimonials here. Where do we want to begin with testimonials? Who wants to go first? Who's dancing to I Feel Like Dancing? Oh,
don't
look.
Pick.
Yeah, Jason Moretz.
Oh, that's Lori.
Okay. Oh, Lori. Lori, you're trying to sneak. You're not, girl. I get punked here all the time. So, Lori, you're going to do a demonstration of this dance, right? Or testimony. Are you going to dance?
She can talk about her dancing journey and dance for you.
Yeah, come up here and let's hear your testimonial, because I want to encourage people to live a positive life and start dancing your life, and that's why we're doing the show. So tell our listeners out there how you got started, your experience, and what you've learned.
Well, 2 years ago, my oldest son got married, and my husband and I surprised each other with our first dance lessons because we didn't want to look like silly old people on the dance floor, but we both had done it at the same time. He got me a lesson, and I got him a lesson. And so we took probably about, let's say maybe 12 lessons before the wedding. And we still look like old people, and, you know, we didn't really know what we were doing because between the two of us, we have four left feet. So after the wedding, we decided we really liked dancing and it was a lot of fun. And so we came. And this studio, when you walk in, I don't think Chris and Kimber have ever met somebody that wasn't a friend, that's so welcoming and so much fun. Yes. And so we just feel like this is our home away from home.
Yes.
And the other students that we've met are just as welcoming. And you know, you think you're so self-conscious because I don't know what I'm doing and everybody's going to look at me and I'm going to look foolish. And nobody makes you feel like that. You might feel that way, but after you do it and you try it, you know, it just builds your self-confidence. And for my husband and I, we've been married 36 years and we just kind of gotten to a place where we just did our own thing and we were happy. We weren't unhappy, but we weren't at our best. And so coming here, we kind of have two marriage counselors and they've really, I mean, it's just, we're best friends again, and it's just so much fun.
And well, it's put the romance probably back
absolutely.
Into your thing. Because when you're dancing, like if you watch Dirty Dancing, there's a stare. And when you have that stare, oh, by the way, can I play a song for Lori? Dancing real, you know what song I'm talking about?
Which one?
Okay, let's play really quick. Let's see if you remember this. Okay, I'm going to give you, it's this one. Let's see who knows this song. Name that tune. Can you do that? All right, we're going to name that tune because you've been married for 36 years. And on the Shrink and Wrap Show, we always talk about how to make things better and add something in your life and not to get into a redundancy. And even in life when everything's a pattern, and Janice and Chris talked about this too, and that's why they came here and they discovered this place, the hidden gem. So I love your testimony. Do we have that song?
Yep.
All right, let's see if anyone can name this tune. Remember,
just the music on the radio. No one's coming, no one's gone. The telephone, just me and you, and the lights down low. And we're slow dancing, swaying to the music. Slow dancing, just me and my girl. Slow dancing, swaying.
That song is by Johnny Rivers, Slow Dancing, and I love that song, and no one raised their hand, you know why? Because they don't want to give away their age. I'm the only one that said it, but I think that's a beautiful song, and you can dance in your kitchen to that.
You can dance
in your house to that, but what you're going to do right now is you're going to dance for us right now, right? Are you going to dance?
I guess so.
Okay, well, that's it. Well, which song did we pick out for you? What, Kimber?
Jason Mraz, I Feel Like a Dancing. Well, she's going to do a hustle with Chris.
All right, well, get your boogie shoes on and get out there and do the hustle. Do we have Jason, I Feel Like Dancing?
dance and it looks like this. I like to dance and it looks like this. I like to pop and lock and hit you with a little bit of robot. Gotta hit it, get it, love it, live it, get a little silly with the lyrical ridiculousness. I like to shake a leg, I like to nod my head. I like to walk into a party with a pirouette. A little move goes a long way, like a soul train line in a hallway. It's your way, my way, all day. My kind of magic is automatic. I feel like dancing, I feel like dancing. Even if it's raining,
do you feel like dancing? And it's magic, and good job. If you're out in your car right now, you're sitting in your office, or you're at home cleaning, we are getting live performances. It's like Dancing with the Stars right here in North Tampa. Good job, Lori. Thank you, Chris. I tell you what, I loved your testimony because I think it's important that people do what you just did. And your husband was brave enough to come up with you, and it's made a bond. You've met friends, and you've bonded with your relationship. So thank you for that, and thank you for that performance. Thank you so much. That was awesome. So we have now... Let's see, who do we have now? We have, you guys are going to do also, are Lori and
Chuck and Lisa.
Chuck and Lisa. Yes. Okay, I'm sorry. I thought I had the wrong. Chuck and Lisa right here. Thank you for being here today, and so nice to meet y'all.
Oh, thank you.
So tell us your experience here at Arthur Murray North.
Well, we had a little personal competition, and I told him that if he learned how to dance, then I'd learn how to golf.
Wow.
About 9.5 years ago, guess what? We learned how to dance.
And did you learn how to golf? Or did you keep
I
up
did.
Learning? Okay.
I did, yes.
You know how that goes. You get pumped there too.
That's right.
Good for you. So how long have y'all been married?
25 years.
25 years. And I think when you get into the 20-25 year mark, it's nice to put some spice in your margarita, right? And that's what
Absolutely.
You did. That's my theme to go phrase. But so what can you tell our listeners to advise them to do what you did? What can you tell the listeners out there to get them into dancing? And
well, I kind of feel like Chris and Kimber does that, you know, if you can walk, you can dance.
Yeah.
All you have to do is put your one foot in front of the other. So
right.
That makes it fun.
Right. Yeah.
And there's so many men that feel like, well, they don't have, they just don't know how to dance. They don't have that that personality, or they don't know how to do the moves. But when you come to Arthur Murray, they teach you that. And when you learn the steps, many men can get into the, you know, the counting and the other things. And when you get into the steps, you may not have the natural talent to dance, but when you dance, people look at you and think, wow, those are professionals. We've been to weddings and had friends say, are you professional dancers? And not even close, are we professional dancers?
Yeah.
But it's something we've been doing for 9 years. It's back when I used to work, I told people it was the best work-life balance decision I ever made.
It's like
to
our
start
mini
dancing.
Our mini
it's a mini dance twice a week. I would tell my boss, unless it's a complete emergency, I'm not going to answer my phone. And it was a commitment for the two of us and our relationship. 45 minutes twice a week, and it made a huge difference.
I love that. See, because it's a romantic thing to do.
Right.
You know, I love that, and it's a connection. You're bonding. You're not growing apart because you're going here and you're going there. So I love, love, love that testimonial.
Yes.
So are you going to dance for us right now?
Yeah.
What are you going to dance to?
Another rumba.
Save the last dance.
Save the last dance. Do we have that one? Do I have that one? Well, let's just go do it anyway. Go on out there. We're going to be watching you right now. We're coming down. We got 6 minutes. So thank you for that testimony. I love that. I love it. We'll be seeing you here. And I want to talk more. Chris and Kimber, I want people to know out there that are driving what he just said. They come here twice a week. So I want to know how they can sign up. And I want to get to Carla, too, before. All right. Do we have any songs? Let's just play Save the Last Dance for Me. Do we have one of those? Maybe not. I don't think I downloaded that one.
No.
Save the Yeah. What's a good song that they can do that we've already played? Can I do which one? Van Halen?
Yeah, they can do the spicy margarita.
All right, let's do the spicy margarita again. Yeah, because we need another one. All right, there you go.
Already got one.
All right, let's watch this entertainment shrink and wrap show right here from Tan Talk Radio.
Margarita, babe, burn my tongue, make me shake. Mix it up or give it to me straight. Turn me on, make me say.
Oh, Cabo, met that girl.
my spicy margarita, babe. Burn my tongue, make me shake.
Not take this ice off of you. And I think it's all about that, too. It's like, ta-ta-ta, with a spicy margarita, both of them. So, Carla, we're down to 4 minutes. I'm going to I want your testimonial. What have you learned here, and what do you have to say about Arthur Murray North and Kristen Kimber?
She's actually one of our amazing instructors, by the way, for you listeners.
Well, so and I took it, the hustle. Janice and Chris, we all did the hustle with them. So, and you taught us, and it was amazing. So yeah. Thank you. What's your testimony in 1 minute? Tell us a little bit.
So I actually grew up dancing. So I did that like pretty much my whole life.
You did?
And then I got into a bit of a spout of like a year ago now, I believe, and Kimber and Chris hired me on and never looked back.
We actually hired her on as admin because we needed an admin at the time.
Yeah.
And we give our admins one free dance lesson a week, and she started taking her lessons. I was like, girl, you're good at this.
Yeah.
It's like, you're so good. Why are you admin? We need you to teach.
Yeah.
So she actually got promoted to start teaching dance for us.
Well, that's amazing. So Carla, for all of you out there and for our wraps right here today, as for Carla, she's also here as an instructor. Again, this is a great family. And I have one more. Thank you so much, Carla. I'm going to have you back on again. Thank you for that. Janice, Chris, do y'all have anything to say to close out the statement? Because we've got 3 more minutes today. Two more minutes, and I got a closing statement. Are you good?
Yeah, we're good.
No, no, say, no, come on. 30 seconds. 30 seconds. You got it. This is what, poor Renee
Colin
gets
told
this
you.
I feel bad, so I could have mine. Thank you. What do you have in 30 seconds? Okay, 30 seconds. Chris, you got to dive over here. All right.
Yeah, I just
want
to wish my happy birthday. It's a birthday on Saturday.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
So I guess real quick, it's the same thing. 25 years of marriage, and basically what we needed to do was get back to what we knew 20 years ago,
yes,
you know, with each other. And called Kimber. I said, hey, I want to get back into this. I explained to her the whole thing, right? She's a shrink. Okay. And basically, that's where we went. And I brought him here on a blind date.
And you brought all of us here. Thanks to y'all. We're all here.
Yeah.
We're going to be back together next week.
Yep.
And I thank you so much, both of y'all.
You're welcome.
And happy birthday, Janice. And to Mystic, thank you, because of them, we are here. 10 seconds. Okay. All right. So Paula Abdul, she does a lot of dancing, but I'm going to say this. Train your mind to see the good in everything's positivity. Positivity is a choice. The happiness of your life depends on the quality of your thoughts. Thank you so much. Thank you, everybody, for being here. Thank you, Arthur Murray. Thank you.
And thank you, Tracy, for having us for 3 weeks in a row.
Oh, I love it. You'll be coming back. Thank you so much. And we'll see you next time.
All I want to do is stay right here on the floor. Get lost in the night and dance like there's no tomorrow. Don't care about the sunrise. Somebody please just hit the light. All I want to do is dance like there's no tomorrow. Today just wasn't my day. Everyone's getting me so fed up.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
Listen.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Christopher Cruz. It's going to be a very busy Labor Day weekend at the nation's airports, especially in the Northeast.
The holiday rush is on here at LaGuardia's Terminal B, where most were headed home, but not so quickly for Robin Messier and Lauren Bouchard, who came to see some